This morning, shall we turn to Ephesians chapter 5? Epistle to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 5, and I read verse 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. This is a short exhortation. It's part of numerous exhortations Apostle Paul gave to the Ephesians. And I want us to reflect on this morning. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And so John Flavel was a Puritan. I mean, in the, 16th century or 15th century. He lived at that time. He said that God hangs the great things of eternity upon the small wires of time and seasons in this world, that which may be done or neglected in a day may be the groundwork of joy or sorrow to all eternity. This is opening by John Flavel, a Puritan preacher in the around 16th century. No, can't say. Nyankopon, or the enoma aye da chino sense imre ahumaso na. The Ben and Nan, I say, Ebepuno and Deno, a bit my idea, Bejina Ho, Fapimama, and EJ, and I say, Yare, who dear, oh, that. And this one, our theme is prudent use of time. Prudent use of time. This is my bit to me. Yam Raya, one, you bit to me, Yasumi, and Yashin, Nadi, Yahoo, and Faso. Now, if you said that Paul, Apostle Paul, come on, I was redeeming the time because the days are evil. I said, Monji, Emre, if you say, Endano, Eye, Endabone. In this world, you know that all events and existence are subject to time. If you ask me, in your message, any event, Nipa Kretas, as you know, Embibianwa, Ebiano, Emre, Edico, Send Pabet, and ask me, Send Pabet, Emre. You know, this is a divine order by God Himself, and this is not as a result of the fall. God made it even before the fall. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, it says, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. At this time, man was not even born then. See, so God, at the time of creation, subjected creation to time. And it's something, I mean, God has done. So God, who has fixed the motion of time in this world, is the only one who can terminate it at the end. Look at all, scientific inventions and all learnings or whatever. Nobody is so wise that he can turn back time or move time forward. Nobody. Nobody can do that except God Himself, who have set the time in motion. It's like when you tune the clock, you can just turn it back and we'll stop it. But when it comes to God giving time to the world as we live and how things must be, He only can bring it to a stop. And we think about that God owns time. Our time in this world is in the hands of the Creator. Okay, so God hangs, As John Flavel says, that great things of eternity upon the small wires of time. And it's very, very true. But you know, time has an important relation to and bearing to man, on man. You see that though time was given before man fell in the Garden of Eden, yet when sin entered into the world, for man, time has now become a catalyst for our good or evil. Since how we spend eternity depends on our wise use of this time on this earth. The air can say, a moment ago, Pobo, we are no, or the Shemra, or Shem, Emre, and Maria, and your man, Koso, or Mremu. And they can say, Empon, answer, no, Boni Pano, Washesa, and ran out to hope. And now, Boni Pay, any part by your Bonino, Emre by your idea, whom he has passed, and only now money passes. Say a Dutch, any badge, and I say a rebel Hono. Say, if you are seeing Muna, say, If only living we sought for forgiveness in Jesus Christ. If only living we sought to be at peace with God. Sam right, yes, as he said, she share, say, Ninga, you've been here when the factory is used to me. And I say, yeah, and I say, if you say, Ninga, point Timu by a barco, so the Bible can say, yeah, Yankupon town for Yakuma and Penyankupon Asem, and you saw a bit to me actually say Penyankupon Asem. No moment, Sam right, and Ray, I mean, there might say, but if you say, I know my crown in Yapa. Because if this time expires, there's no time to seek for that. You know, even Jesus Christ, his redemption work, he came to do it for a particular point in time. And then the blessings also are there for a particular point in time. When he took to the cross and died and offered his blood. It is not that he has offered it and that is all. No, it's a point in time. The benefit of the cross will be seized. The air can say, yes, Christo, there was a see so. See, I bet you here, I am going to point in the way of Christo. And God, if you say, I'm right, I'm going to point in the way of I don't know say the chief say nipa boni aba nipa emu nipa ya de boni efo eni yakopon tema ate na e ka say Christo kura no emre obewu asendu ya no emre na yakopon odisi ho say oba bewu obeye na ho paso woni nso no emre e wo ho say emre bedu ho a unya san paso woni die. Okay, let's move on a little. The expression of our test can compare to the use of white traders. I mean how people who are in trade or merchant, as they say, how they look for best seasons and where they can buy their goods and trade and get profit, or sometimes they have to deny themselves of some comfort so that they can trade in the particular season to get more profit. Redeeming the time, that's the picture, the original language pictures. So that these people, like traders, you know, they look for opportunity. Nowadays, I mean, online marketing and other things, you look for opportunities and see where you can make more profit. So that's the picture it shows. So Apostle Paul using that for spiritual things, he means a lot. Because these traders, I mean, they will not, back down for any loss. They will make sure that they will look for the best season and trade in it. And so whatever will hinder them, even if their sleep has to be gone, it will be gone. They want to make sure that they get whatever they make. They can say, Apostle Paul, redeeming the time, no, I'll say, maybe a budget time, no, a budget umbrella, oh, shit, our castle, no, next year, no, I just said, Jody Four, Omudi, almost now, a planet, share, mirror, much me, the Jenyan for so pa, no, the Mokushin. That's I'm running Bono, so, and so, what da, and so, Mudi, and so, Mudi, when you crown, Omudi, Mushim, San, much me, in Yan for so, Omud, and Shre, and Rabia, or Sir, at the end. And also to redeem something is to buy back or to recover by effort that which has been lost or rescue by care that which is in danger. And that's it's also share redeem or genua. I say idea I'll be able to have you before now auto about change you. And I say idea if anything I ran out there when they refresh on Sabbath can you. And that's idea echo same. Na oji efim so eno nem fonia word asem se ogie no etwa mai so for spoke using the word redeeming the time here he meant a lot so that we can think through and see why he should use that and that it concerns things of our spiritual nature so oyusu sa asem se yenje emre no enioma efa ye kra ho enioma and the apostle Paul was exhorting believers. This epistle was to the believers, not to unbelievers. And yet, the application of using time rightly applies for everyone. The one who is seeking salvation, the one who has his salvation already, redeeming the time is very important. Because it's been for those who have not had, who are not saved, who have not sought forgiveness in Jesus Christ, who God has not saved, theirs is very dire because time will come, they will not have it again. So, we must all use time as God has spared us wisely, for spiritual good. Though believers were exalted here, but it applies to everyone. As Christ himself, that we must use it for the profit of our souls. He said that for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So, umre adima unyano, udishwe yase ni ome nyana sa okra, ni bonifatia homa okra, no wa anshishwe. Yes, Christ, you know, so then I'll be there. It's a waste. You have wasted the time. That's what he's trying to say, to tell us here. You know, the kind of Apostle Paul, and someone now, all come at Christopher, to make him a Christopher, bed on by share and yoma, a yama, susumun yoma, a mom can yoma coupon. I don't know, ne cassa, do catch a jetty for, but it's a homobia. Wow, she used to walk in quite yet, a mirror of home. Ah, or see near dream when you're the quadrant. You're not used to cry, cassa. So when you are in your mania, that's all sure cry. If I'm so bad, I'll be now cry by myself. When you fight over home, I'll cry, and one you should sell quite. Wow, she never put down quite. One found one man. O shea, if I'm so bad, I'll be now. And my young boy, I'm on yano. I acquire, I waste. But still, you know, many chase after everything. That profit, I mean, that has a profit for their living. But how many are careless about their soul's salvation? Many are careless. Many are careless for their soul's salvation. But many are willing to pursue anything that comes to mind. The American said, many people brave, a buy your crown, and quadje binya. If I bring him, but the bus said, we are seeing, we be a bama, if ya. I'm my own person. I just want to see something. If I be brave, I mean, I'm not prepared to do anything. No, but redeeming the time tells us that things concerning eternity must be our priority, because the times we have here are temporary, and soon they shall pass from us. Let's look at a farmer. A farmer redeems, so he improves his times. If you know how people farm, how he farms, you know that he'll prepare his seed and the ground. And in the late season or in the early seasons, and after he has prepared his seed and sowed them, what does he do? He's always on the alert, especially those who are not doing irrigation farming and other things. They're always waiting when it will rain and when it will, the sun will shine, and then the thing will shoot, and how things will be. So his burden never ceases. He looks at the climate changes and waits for the best from heaven to bless his labor. So you see, what he's doing, though he's working, he's also monitoring the times and when to sow and when even to also try and harvest and everything. They all amount to time. And always, you know, the Lord uses, I think there's a parable, the Lord uses, the parable of the sower and other expressions which show that, which he used to tell us that hearing of God's word like sowing seed. And the times people lose them. Some, he said that it fell on the ground. It fell on the roadside where the birds came to pick it up. Those have wasted that time. Some also fell among thorns. Some were also were so happy when they got the word. And when they move out, immediately things went off. Some also fell among the rocks. And it's like those who hear the word, they were so happy. And they continued with them for some days. And then they lost the meaning of whatever they heard. And never sought after. They never prayed over it. Made it their mind to seek after their soul salvation. So those seasons were all lost. It's about what? Like a farmer sowing his seed. So that's the word. Also, if you were students or let's say scholars, they also redeemed time. Nobody came to greatness who never uses time wisely in the worldly affairs. If you're a student, if you don't use your time wisely, how can you pass your exam? How can you even pursue your course? But you know, people give themselves to something so that they can persevere and make progress in whatever they are doing. And lastly, if you look at sports persons, footballers or athletes, they have a contest or a trophy to contest. What do? They put all that time they have in their life into judicious practice. They will not make any practice they have to make, because maybe that's the only thing that might let them lose or not get their trophy. He will wake up early in the morning to train. How it is difficult to wake up early, but he will really train himself to be able to wake at a particular time every day to go and train. He monitors his diet and weight, and he will strictly adhere to his medications. And while he's doing that, he also has conversing with those who are in the same fraternity so that he can improve his training. And he will go through all the difficulties and conveniences, whatever the training may bring onto him. But he knows that he's preparing for a tournament. But can I ask you, have you prepared for eternity? People prepare for worldly things, and they persevere and try to make, but have you prepared for eternity? The time God has given you and I, have you prepared for eternity? Are you sure you are prepared? Because it's a matter of you and God. It's a matter of importance, because our times, as the Apostle Paul said, the days are evil. We'll get to that and get a better, a further explanation to that. The air can say, Okwini, obi oye fu, ono so, the neto mo, ono so, nimero wano, or you soon hear a path, so Diana dear, or try, and that's not by no, yes, you know, dear, or she said, in Silberto, or Mrib, maybe Abbebo, now, maybe Abano, I. Now, because this crystal, maybe or the Obio for the two Yamis Uti and Yamisam Hua. Say, be I'll say, a parable of the Suano, or say, a big and quanchen, or San Mabasu soy. And I'll say, Bisco Gun Cassiemu, if you fear no, Cassiano, or war. No, be a Bisco Gu baby, a war, and if you fear about a young hini. In a ninja, Jaoma, Nipa, the Akuma. And right in Yamiasum. If you're meeting Yamiasum, no, the Nijomanijo in some of our own, some way there, Nijo, but a cock a cry a few days. Now, Brabo Muhammad Tuno and now with Jim. And as we go on, so I'll tell you, Penwa, now, I didn't be able to find a dream. Because I was so upon some idea from the dream. Now, I sell no iron for so and for man. Now, I'm doing it in fact, I was there. Okuini, Eden, name Reno, or you see Nipa. In a far. Obi oye student o sun ade on so nemo oye sun ye ti obi na obaye kese o wi ase mu o be ji din ya o e bi ja so sun ade o ye bibia wa yin sun nemre ye na ese obi so a oye sports o tu mi ka na obogbo on so onim se bi o bibia o so o train no ko tournament bi o so ko na oye den o ko na o ko compete nti o so na no pa o training them ye bi an o hwe ni ye ni ndo hwe ni ye no ni o mun so a what star a human moon na edin komo na make us go for nya e show mum re yi na we me no we won so we wodachi wa hwese mum re na wo no what says you want my dachi na if you said dachi you abu abrabo nya ko wie ya na wodachi no abrabo anya mra he ko de ma wo no e ya de abu a wo ma otumbe esiesi o kra said dachi no wa fisi ya na. If you say, if you ask him, I do a piano, or you should embrace. Okay, so let's further go on. The wisest use of time. So, you know that although it is good for you to be wise in the use of time in worldly pursuits, the wisest one is the pursuit of salvation for your soul. If you cannot pursue anything in this world at all, pursue salvation for your soul. Yes, if you pursue anything and it fails you, you can never pursue salvation and you will lose it. No. Christ said that he whoever comes to him, he will never cast him out. I realize what me the young branchy. Won't me any idea open. But in quite the idea, the share over him. In quite the penny idea, the word will cast you as our share. But if the Christ has been here, Obama and Jaya and Mepono. So if I don't know before a brain young one, why are people not saved? If that is something why anyone perceives, you can have it. Then why are people not saved? Because people are not pursuing. People's interests are in this earth, on this earth, on things on earth, than things about their soul. So many are not saved, not because salvation, Christ, is, the Holy Spirit is not working, not because the power of salvation is no more working, it's because people who seem to seek for salvation are rather seeking for things on earth. They are not really serious about their own soul salvation. All as Apostle Paul said, he said that those who pursue worldly things, now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. That is all worldly pursuit, no matter how diligent they may be, are for temporal benefit. That's why it's a corruptible crown, because it is temporal, it will not last forever. But Paul said that we who pursue after spiritual things, said that we are incorruptible things in 1 Corinthians 9:25. Paul classified, he said that those who before this, he said that those who compete for trophies, they put in their best, and yet they are pursuing such things for things that are temporal, things that does not last. But we who are pursuing our spirit of our own soul salvation, and also to persevere in our righteousness, in the holiness and obedience to God, we are pursuing an incorruptible crown, because such benefits of such pursuits are beyond this life. When we die, we don't leave that thing here. We go with them. When we die, we go with our spiritual pursuit. If we were able to get our soul salvation, it will not be left. Yes, our bodies, whatever we had on this earth will be left. But our salvation, we came from heaven, from the hand of God to us through Jesus Christ on his death on the cross. We'll go with it. And then we will enter into eternity. So those who seek for forgiveness for their sins through Christ atoning, they seek an incorruptible crown. They seek for a trophy. They seek for something which cannot be corrupted. As you go to a place of Peter, he said that we are purchased with the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and not with corruptible things of this world. Compare, everything in this world is corruptible because they are for this world and they are not for eternity. At the end of this world, the elements, all things we see around will be destroyed. So they are corruptible. Even if they outlived us, it shall be destroyed. All the metals, everything we think, they are so strong, the rocks, and they will be destroyed. So whatever we have in this world will not last. It will be destroyed. And they are corruptible. They will have no benefit for our own souls. It only benefits us while we live here. So how loosely we must look for such things on earth and seek for the things for our own souls. You know, you and I all, somebody we have used most of his time living only for things on this earth. But by the exhortation of Apostle Paul, redeem the time now. It is time to seek the Lord. As the prophet Hosea said, it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to plow your fallow grounds. It is time to seek the Lord. Because God has given each one of us time. Time to seek after him before our days expire. Remember when Apostle Paul was in Athens, when he was preaching to them in Acts chapter 17, verse 10, he said that when he has told them about the idolatry, that all these things are nothing, but there's God who has made all these things. He said that though you did these things, God winked at you as if God didn't see, God forbear with you. He said that in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Yes, times has been when you have lived for the world, but by the exhortation of Apostle Paul, it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to redeem back the time which has been lost for the things of this earth. Those who have not repented, it is time to repent of sin and come to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because the Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took the cross and offered his blood to pay for the punishment of sins there. So when we are seeking for things for our souls, we go to the Lord. We go to the one who has the solution to our sin problem. There can you say, but you can't in some Bible no Apostle Paul cannot be a see Emre has said Yang Jim Rabu. In a because you go in ya Emra Fashion. Na Emre Bedua Emre to me Chimwakwa. Na because Apostle Paul call Athens, na Acts chapter 17. Na no chum was a busum musumunya and yet and yet and yami a moye kwa. Neum Yankupon do or Bobby Bia or no some shall no case. Emra musum a busum no. I'm going to say, Christ, whom God has set forth to be propitiation through faith in his blood. What did this want to say? I am pata. I dear the man. Oh, ni muda ushiguye. How can I seek peace with God? Message me, I go point him why about me the boy any. And I miss Christ to ni muda ushiguye, Mr. So. How can I have peace with God? It's only through the blood of Christ. It is only the blood that brings peace between any sinner and God. Whichever way you pass, whichever way you choose, there will be no peace. There will be the enmity between you and God to eternity, from this life to the one to come. So friends, let each other consider how many times even our own sins have multiplied. If we can sit down and reflect, though we cannot remember every bad thing we have done, our own sins have multiplied. And how all these sins will be against us for the day of judgment. Just reckon it. Just count it. While I tell us there, not drink. Na kaka wajumu emra obone wa obone bebreba waye na emboni bebreba kwa yenkai na de kai kwa no se ni nye bejina ho etiae ada atembu obeba na twen ho se yakopo ma mbresa otena se samre ya ense so hwe ne nkwaje ana boni na ya ye ni nya ejina ho pae ada atembu obeba because the Bible said that we shall all appear before God, the judge of all the earth. He shall come and then we shall come and appear before him. And if the merciful God who we have to stand has given us time, must we misuse it? Yakopon noa, Yakojan, Nuobu, Eten, Wamayamre, Saint Fantaka, Wamayamre, Saint Fantasas, Nian Green, how is Yatibiatia, So it is time, redeeming the time, redeeming the time. Time for our soul's salvation, time for our spiritual good. Time, even if you are a Christian, you have fallen back, it is time to come back again. It is time to come to the Lord and say to the Lord that, "Oh Lord, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Let everything that holds me back from you be at bay. And let the life which your purposes for me prevail." It is time to come back to the Lord. It is time to see God. The days are evil. Many times have been lost and wasted. But it's time to redeem. You know, in 2 Corinthians 6:2, we are told, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Anytime you are alive, anytime you hear the gospel, the day of salvation. There's a verse in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. Oh, it's not I read it. I just say, so those who said that, who says that there will be no judgment, God is so loving that they don't think God will punish sin. This verse says that when the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished. Those who know not God, those who have not obeyed the gospel, they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. These are not figurative expressions. These are not words in Revelation where they say, "Oh, fire and anger here are figures." These are realities. Sometimes when I read these things, then I sit down and think, I say, "Hey, so these are facts, the Bible. If these things are not true, then God does not exist. This is a perfect truth." I'll say, look at what he said. When? Even that time, there's a time for that. I say, "You read Jesus Christ, obey PFC rubber, or then above 4, I see through 4, no? Ah, a jar, edde, ah, obey, babe, king, or more, any miyankupon, almost a man, J, Jesus Christ, in Sampano, engine, or babe, king, or muscle. Now, what you must we feed? What sell? What you must if in him? Ah, the new young boy, Banus, and Benny Joe. So, everlasting destruction, so best sell or more feeling him crying. Yes, or Bemo or Mu. For the presence of the Lord and from his glory and his power. This world, though so bad, we say things have been, if God should withdraw his presence, things will be in chaos. So, those who will be punished, they will be alive. But God's presence will not be with them. Yes, God is the one who made hell. But the comfort and the joy, it will be taken from them. All that they will know about will be bitterness. All that they will know about is sorrow. All that they will know about, there will be no pity there. All that they will know about, I mean, nothing. But only sorrow and trouble. So they will be delivered, they will be taken away from the presence of the Lord forever from the glory of his power. Even though, as I said, this earth, there's a lot of troubles in this world. Sin and many calamities, pandemics here, wars here. But, you know, in all of them, God is in charge. He has allowed them to be. And they cannot do harm more than what he has intended them to be. But in hell, God will draw all those influences. And then things will be so much, so bad. So when I think of this verse, and I think of those who said that, God is so loved that God, yes, God is love, God is merciful, but he's just, in Psalms say that his throne is the habitation of justice and truth. So if God is just, he will be just. If God is merciful, he will be merciful where he wants to be merciful. So those who will be banished from the presence of the Lord, you know that they will enter into the world where mercy and sympathy it will be unknown. Nobody will show you mercy there. Nobody will show you sympathy. And you cannot, even those in that place cannot show sympathy to themselves. Everybody will be strange to anyone. And in Mark 9:44, we are told that in such place where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. And look, if there's a place, my God, if they don't die, then they have something to feed on. So that, like in the grave, when the maggot feeds on dead bodies, at times they also die. But in hell, those worms will never die. They will feed on it forever because there will be people there who will be living there forever. That's the picture the Bible showed to us. So it is very important that Apostle Paul tells us that God has given us time and we must redeem it. Because okay, so I move on to why must we redeem time? To think deeper. Because we have two parts of the verse. It says that redeeming the time because the days are evil. The days are evil. We have to redeem time. You have to look at how it is and how time is so precious that we have to redeem it. But I say that the reason to redeem is because the days are evil. Why is our days evil? First thing, because time for each of us is short and uncertain. And our life must be done soon. And we don't know when and how. Our life will be done soon. Ask anyone. Nobody can tell them when your life will end, when my life will end. Only God knows it. Apostle James said that, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. James 4 verse 14. Our lives, when you are cooking, have you had vapor? How many seconds? They are gone. They cannot be recollected. Not only is our life short, we are also frail. In 1 Peter 1:24, we are told, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. That's the description of our life. Is that also? Look at the flowers around. Soon they will drop. Few days they will drop. And that is how our lives are. We are so frail. And our time is so uncertain. It's not the same with each one of us. Let's look at ourselves, how time has so fast passed for us. Yesterday we were infants, teenagers, and now look at us. We are all growing. Soon, if the Lord permits, we have more years, you see how the many changes we see in our own bodies. Every day we are decaying. Just last week, because of the war in Ukraine, I was trying to reflect on the history of Russia, the Soviet Union, and I chanced on their first leader, Vladimir Lenin. He was very stern and a very strong man in his lifetime. But when getting to the later part of his life, he was sitting in a wheelchair, and I read that he got stroke. He got stroke, and he was a weak man. And I would just look at what he has done, and how people, even after he died, what he stood for, how he sustained the Soviet Union for so many years. And this was a man, weak. In a wheelchair, he has to be pushed around. Stroke has gotten hold of him. Sometimes I look at many tyrants like Hitler and others, how their end comes. And sometimes in their lifetime, they may be seen as if untouchable. But when time comes and they have to be taken out, you see that man is man. The American is there. And the picture, even as if you say, yeah, Jim, if you say, you didn't die in the morning. Vladimir Lenin, Russia. I don't know my Russia Empire, Soviet Union, I don't know my first leader. Now, because now my kind of say, Mesma no, yeah, no, I didn't, Mesma no, any particular, any person. But a big doom ran, a bravo quavian, who share now or to which I'm so near stroke. Now, may dream, Mesma not here. And finally, the Tibia Mesma bear, suddenly, I mean, we might not be as him in a state of stroke or whatever, but as we grow, we become weaker. Our days are evil. We don't know what will be on the morrow. Each day has another burden. Our bodily weaknesses and illnesses. Now, is there anyone who is happy to be in this unhappy state to the neglect of eternal happiness? Obi wo ha mo a opesa ti bia ya wi ase de ekomu. Na obetnemu na obehwe ne da ni jana. Is there anybody here who is so happy with this burdensome life? Who is so happy with this troublesome life that he will enjoy this life to the neglect of his own salvation? Then it's serious. God, you reflect on others who have gone before us. It will help us to reflect on our lives and see how much we might be serious about our soul's eternity. You know that there's this comfort words in Revelation 21 verse 4 for believers. Say that, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, those who are in Christ at the end of time. And there at that place in heaven, in Jerusalem, there shall be no death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. This world shall pass away. But since that, a jetty for no Bible, a castle, Yahoo, a part in this way, a woo and bat, a coon, a beckon, a subio, a rehoni ho, a sunny ho, a hoyao, any hobio, and no matter that in ya, a chimuako. This world and its troubles and pain and everything shall pass away. You know, God knowing that man has no way to have this happiness, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He loved us, not that he wants us to go on in our sin. He loved us so much that he sent forth his only begotten son. Although he didn't know someone in the world, so I'm going to know him. In Siho, and my non for the Mojan Shungu, and my bonnet. If we say a Dutch and your cry. Because if Christ has not come to die, where is the hope of mankind? It's lost and doomed, as this world is going to be doomed. But you know, God so loved the world, and we undermine and waste his love for us. No, we have to think about it. So we know that the world will come if we go there, if you are saved. In that city, all burdens and pains of life shall disappear. We shall never know any of that such things. Okay, because the days are evil, our second thought is that because there is no way of recovery for time that are lost. The days are evil because if we say, Mra, Yama, Echemukono, Yin to me, Enchim Babylon, our days are evil. Our days are evil. Remember Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he mourned over Jerusalem for their careless and unbelief. In Luke chapter 9, 41, 42, he said that, and when he was come near Jesus Christ, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong to thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Christ has had his ministry in Jerusalem in Judea for over 3 years. And many, many among them still didn't believe in him. He cried over them. He said that he, being the savior of the world, he is among them. And yet, they are perishing. As we know in John chapter 1, he said that he came to his own, and his own received him not. And now, Christ has come. You and I, we are aware of it. And the purpose of his coming is to bring peace. You know what? The things which belong unto your peace. Do you also know the things which belong to your peace? It's not the things of the world. It's not having things in this world. It rather increase our sorrows and our burden and our troubles. But rather to have peace with God. Whatever our lot may fall in this world, if I have peace with God, nothing can bring me sorrow. But let me have all things in this world. Everything will bring me sorrow in this world. So how we have to treasure our time on this earth and make it a gain for ourselves. Because if we lose time, it's like if we lose something in this earth, even if it's at the bottom of the sea, we might go and reach it out. But it's not so with time. If time is lost, it's lost, and it's lost forever. We can never retrieve it. We can never make it good again. The opportunities in that seasons and times are gone forever. And we shall never have it again. And no amount of search or prayer can bring moments that are lost. No amount of yourself, I don't know, whatever you do. So when time passes, it's like a flash of lightning. You see, when it's raining, in a second, it flashes and goes. Can you retrieve it again? No. It's also like water that is spilled on sand. If you pour water on sand, can you recover them? No, you can't. It is lost forever. That is how time. Time is for us. You can't recollect them again. So the lost season for repentance, when once God's mercy is no more for you, it's a great thing that anyone that believes has to think about it. So our next thinking, because time is not our own. It's not only that our time is short and our time is not our own. You think about this. In this world, if somebody who has borrowed something from somebody and he misuses that thing, how do people think about that person? We think of him as a bad person. We think of him as an ungrateful person. Oh, the person, he has borrowed, you need something. He gave it to you. And look at how you are misusing it. Anyone who sees it frowns upon it. Is that not the same? Our times are borrowed to us. It's not for us. God has borrowed this time for us. The can say, Emre enye dia, Nyakupon, or dia family. Now, you know, because we are the room, we are the say. Because he has given you all the time and all the opportunities to repent. This was the one Jesus told us in the parable of the talent. Remember in Matthew 25. What we read for our second Bible reading. In that, what did the master tell the unfaithful servant who misapplied his goods, the talent, the one who said that he only had only one, and he know that the master was so austere, he couldn't do anything, so they should take it. Look at the warning he said. He said that, take therefore, verse 28 to 30, take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which had 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, the lesson in this parable is about the soul and how we may improve upon the message received in this life to the profit of our souls. I've heard many prosperity preachers telling people about the world, how they have to improve about their world. Yes, you can, but that's not the purpose of the parable. But if you go to the beginning of from verse 4, he said that for the kingdom of heaven, he said, but the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of earth. Christ was using this worldly thing to tell us about the kingdom of heaven. It's not about kingdom of earth. It's about kingdom of heaven. It's not about increase in meat and drinks. As in Romans chapter 4, the Apostle Paul said that the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drinks, but he said that, but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So, Christ is telling us that what? We have to improve upon what we have. Time is part of the thing we have, God by His mercy has given us. And the opportunity to be saved is part of it. So, it's not about worldly things at all. So that we have to seek after and improve upon what Christ has given us. It's about His righteousness which is in Christ Jesus. The righteousness which is in Christ Jesus, which you must have in this time frame that you have. And the peace with God. And these two will bring you the joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness with Christ, peace with God, will bring the joy in the Holy Ghost. The joy that no earthly sorrow can disturb. No, the joy that no sickness, no pain, no trouble in this life will mind. Sometimes you get a book and read about the church history. The Christians who were persecuted, who were burnt up alive, who were killed in all sorts like murders and other things. You ask yourself, what gave them that desire to give themselves up to be killed in the name of Christ? They had peace. They had joy. Sometimes I think about Christianity today. I say that if there such persecutions are to come, well, maybe the Lord has his 10,000, which is true. It will be difficult for some of us because we have loved the things of the world too much. We have loved the peace of the world too much. We have loved the joy of the things in the world too much. But let us redeem the time. Let us make for the amends of what we have lost and make that peace. And make sure that if we have the righteousness of Christ and peace with God, let us have the joy. Many people, they are saved, but they don't have the joy of their salvation. They have it, and it goes down and comes up because they have not fully given themselves some portions of their life they are still holding up. And until you really resign everything to the Lord, His joy will be in pieces for you. Those who fully enjoy the Lord are those who are fully giving everything. Their time, their possessions, everything they have is at the disposal of the Lord. And such, the Lord gives them joy. To coming to my conclusion, you know that every day brings us to eternity. Each and every hour, each and every minute brings us closer to eternity. So it is true, the days are evil, therefore enjoy less of earthly pleasures, that you may enjoy more of happiness in heaven. And say, mre no a yewo no e ndabone, iti yan shwe na ewiase ni jeno, ni yan fay hun shem, dudwo, ni yan mounu, yan shwe, ni jay, beba eswa himi, ni yan fay hun shem. So to conclude, I urge anyone who has not repented to repent of sin and seek salvation which is in Christ Jesus. And think about what Christ has done on the cross for his soul. Think about that. That Christ took to the cross to offer his own body, to shed his own blood for you. And will you let it be wasted in the time frame God has given you? Repent and come to him. For he has said that whoever comes to him, he will never cast him out. So long as you have not truly, sincerely come, you cannot have him. He stands at the door of everybody's heart. He's knocking. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, he said that he stands at the door and knocks. Anyone who opens him, he comes in. Are you willing to open your heart to the Lord? It is time, because the days are evil. Let's pray.